If anyone's looking for an update on the current state of the job market, do I have a social interaction to share with all of you?
The record for most days worked in a row is 34 days. Anybody that beats that gets $250.
Marketing, 15 to 50 an hour. How do we end up with a pay range like this?
Okay, so today we're going to be checking out some job listings, postings, and demands made by employers in today's market. Terrible pay for what you have to do for these companies. No time off and awful stories that you have to go to just to get a job in the first place. It's really not looking good out there, and we also have some comments from you guys from previous videos about your experiences in the market. So if you want to be featured in a future video, leave it in the comments down below. But let's just jump right into it. This whole video is going to be pretty rough.
Marketing, 15 to 50 an hour. How do we end up with a pay range like this? That's literally a range between 30 and 100 grand per year. So like, how does this happen? People with a criminal record are encouraged to apply. Okay. The harder you work, the more money you will make. Okay. That's always a red flag. We routinely have marketers bringing in over 30 to 40 an hour with no limit on earning potential. Yeah. See, that's just, okay. So this is like all commission then.
How many times have you seen that on job postings? 15 to 50 an hour. Of course, with the description of it depends on how hard you work, you know, you're going to get paid basically the minimum for it. Here we can look at some of the comments. 15 to 50 is just saying we might pay you. They start you at 15 now and you might get 50 an hour in like 2040. Commission is a red flag. I mean, we just have another screenshot, just a staple where some person wants a nanny to take care of their children and are paying next to nothing. And I guess they expect for people to just start lining up to take care of their children. I'm once again looking for a babysitter at the moment. Immediately red flag, because the last one ended up probably quitting. Would be able to take care of my daughter and I'd be able to pay you $125. Every 2 weeks, as I only get paid $12 an hour. So because you don't have a high paying job, I guess that means somebody who's going to be taking care of your child should be getting paid even less. But it gets better. I get paid every 2 weeks, my hours from 8 to 4, but I'd need a ride to work and then a ride back, of course. Gas money would be provided. So you need to take care of their kid and drive them to and from work. Let me know if that works for you. I love when people post this kind of stuff on Facebook as if there's going to be any takers for these jobs. And at least there we could see a comment section. Most of the time they just get made fun of so heavily. It's pretty funny. But we have another one, just a full job description of a whole bunch of different qualifications, you know, how long you're working, but not looking for candidates with 10 plus years of experience, just 5 years. Because 10 years in a specific line of work means you're probably going to demand some pretty good pay. And that's not what employers want in today's world. They don't want somebody brand new, fresh out of college. That's why it's so difficult for everybody with a brand new degree to get a job, because those kids don't have enough experience. But if you have too much, then, you know, we'll actually have to pay you some decent money. So there's a middle ground where everybody's trying to hire right now, and this application is outwardly saying it. I just don't know how a majority of people survive in this market. We have a comment from one of you guys. I worked at a daycare and was in the ER for 103 fever, and my boss was aware of that, but still asked if I could come in the next day. I said no, but they wouldn't take a no. This was before COVID, and I didn't go in. I mean, being around small children when you're clearly very sick, 103 degree fever, but bosses don't care, still want you in. It's just really unbelievable.
Here we go again. These LinkedIn application and job postings for social media management and strategist positions are wild because people do not know what they actually need and are asking for the wrong things. So this is for a social media, what they call internship. And yet you're responsible for content creation, developing like a social strategist and on-brand content. There's analytics and reporting, campaign support, community engagement. Like, this is more than an internship plateful. And what they're really trying to do is pay somebody the least amount of money to basically run all of their socials. Like, I know exactly what would happen if you got there, and it would not be that you're assisting somebody, it would be that you're responsible for it to figure it out, and really you should be paid as a social media strategist, if not a VP of social media marketing. This is the kind of thing that if you're a social media manager, or even if you're a client, you need to be looking out for, so you understand A, what you're applying for, and B, what you're asking for, because I'm so sick of these types of job postings.
But these companies know how desperate so many people are just to get a job, period, that if you just read the description for this posting, you'd know you'd be doing way more than what the initial title would want you to do. But I bet they'll still get a list of people applying for the job, and then they'll probably even lowball them as well. Here's one that I thought was crazy. Just for the application for Abercrombie & Fitch Management, you need the first name, last name, your address, and then social security number. Seems like something you wouldn't need to shell out for an application. And then, I mean, even under it there, are you under the age of 40? Yes and no, probably would hurt you in that market, especially A&F is supposed to be for young people. It's like hip clothes. And if you're an old fart, then I guess they're just going to pass on your application anyway. We have another one that's just a message from one of the recruiters. We live in a very expensive area of the country. This job would not pay enough for you to support an apartment. So right off the bat, they know that they're not paying their employees enough to even live there, let alone thrive. Do you have family here or people you could live with? What would you do if you moved there and it did not work out? I mean, how do you think you're going to get employees at all then if you're asking these questions right off the bat? Clearly the cost of living is too much for what you're paying, so your company's just not going to be sustainable. I feel like it's pretty straightforward. Honestly. Here we have another comment from one of you guys. What I find dumb is people who work in management who think it's a flex, saying that they work through birthdays of their kids and are during funerals of their families, you know, like on call 24/7. Like, that isn't a flex, it's just pathetic. And I think that goes really well with the next clip.
The record for most days worked in a row is 34 days. Anybody that beats that gets $250. The record for the best first check, new people might want to pay attention to this one, is $1,625. If anybody beats that, they get an additional $1,000 bonus on top of that. So you got to beat 1625 and you'll make an extra 1,000. The record for the best day is 14. Beat that and you get $500. And the record for the best week is 52. You beat that, you get a $2,500 bonus.
So, I mean, I get it. It's not all bad. Clearly, you're going to get some more money. If you beat any of these records, he's set. But the first one, right off the bat, you get $250 extra dollars if you work for more than a month straight. That's exactly what one of the comments from you guys was just talking about. Like, it's a flex to work every single day, exhausting yourself for a company that you know if you left or got fired or died, they would immediately put your job posting out and within days it could be filled and you're just gone forever, just a cog in the machine, a number in their system. But this screenshot kind of shows what the job market's looking like right now. We are cooked. Chat update on the job application from McDonald's. Thank you for your interest in McDonald's. At this time, we decided to pursue other applicants. If you got denied by McDonald's, I mean, you know it's really bad out there. We appreciate the time and effort you took to apply for the part-time crew member role. I mean, McDonald's turnover rate must be insane. So if they're denying people, man, oh no. I think we are, in fact, cooked, chat. Here you have a headline for a news article just a couple of weeks ago. Job report shows a hiring slowdown as companies are acting like they're in a recession. Wow. It is almost like the government just isn't saying outwardly to the public that we're in a recession, but we've been in one for quite a long time. Here's kind of one of the upsetting posts on Reddit. Finally got a job. Never thought I'd be celebrating a 40% pay cut and going from remote to in person, but here we are. I thought I had every advantage, advanced STEM degree from a top school and 14 years experience. I mean, you can't really get much better than that, honestly, but still took me almost 6 months to get a job that's a 40% pay cut and no more remote options. Still celebrating though, hope the market turns around eventually. It just sounds like a defeated post. Of course, some money is better than no money, but if you want to have that college degree argument, everybody says to go into some sort of STEM field, don't get any of the worthless meme degrees. Gender studies, whatever. And this is exactly what this person has, along with 14 years of experience. Now, I bet that probably hurts them because, again, these companies want to pay bottom of the barrel prices, and somebody with over 10 years of experience is probably an expert and will demand a solid amount of pay. And that's why he lost almost 50% of what he was making previously. And we have another comment from one of you guys. When I was 16 years old, I got a job at Chuck E. Cheese as a party host, meaning I brought out the pizza and soda and cake and danced next to another teen in the Chuck E. Cheese suit for the birthdays. My grandfather, who I was raised with as a father figure, passed away, and I informed my manager that I needed some time off. He called me on the night of his wake and asked where I was. I told him I was heading to my grandfather's wake, and he said, "So what time are you going to come in tonight?" To Chuck E. Cheese's, man, I quit on the spot. How do you think people with minimum wage jobs is so much more important than family things, especially a death in the family? And this is not a one-off comment. This has happened to so many different people. There are many TikToks talking about it, screenshots all over the internet for bosses or management just not caring that your mom or dad passed away, not even just extended family that you never really knew. They still want you to clock in for your dead-end 9-to-5 retail job or something along the lines of that.
Maybe think twice when you're using AI in your hiring protocols. Take a look at these emails I received. Good morning. I hope this email finds you well. You recently received a declination letter regarding a job position. However, in taking a second look at your application, I'd like to schedule a brief phone screen. Nice. Okay, so clearly what's happened here, my resume got pushed away by some use of artificial intelligence, and they were very impressed with my highly qualified stats. Just kidding. 30 minutes later, they canceled. 30 minutes later, they sent me an email saying they already hired somebody.
And the next screenshot goes perfectly with that clip. We are reopening the position. We haven't found a right fit for the role yet. This is an automated message generated for everyone. Since you're interviewed, this does not apply to you. There were people who we did not talk to, and now we're going to take a look at the second wave of applicants. But they couldn't even take the time out of their day to delete all of the emails from the people they already looked at. So I don't know why any of these companies would be surprised when people are using scripts and AI themselves to just apply for every single job on a site, just nonstop putting out resumes in every job application under the sun. Even people who aren't in the field or super underqualified, doesn't matter. It's basically just a scattershot now, because that's what the employers are doing, using AI and just mass sending out emails. Here's one that's pretty good, especially if you're talking about making YouTube videos, a good video and photo editor. Monthly salary is $100. Wow, a whole $100. Ideally can also animate 2D and 3D. Also ideally used to make advertisements, so they could take whatever you made in Photoshop or animated and then profit off of it using it in commercials. Of course, work efficiently and diligently, 8-hour work time per day. This is a long-term work, could guarantee you a job for life if you deliver. Wow, you mean I can make $100 a month forever until I'm dead? Especially with today's world, with content creation being at an all-time high, this is not nearly enough to pay an editor for anything like this. Another classic one, assistant manufacturing marketing manager, must have 20 plus years of experience, and you get a whopping $18 to $22 an hour. Woo, you might be able to make $45,000 a year if you've been doing this for more than 20 years of your life. Another comment from one of you guys, I remember seeing multiple job postings requiring 5, sometimes 10 years of experience and a master's degree for $15 an hour. Incredibly insulting. Meanwhile, at Target starts at $18 an hour and you don't even need a GED. That's the kind of stuff that I always thought when you are these types of companies putting jobs up on Indeed or something like that, a lot of corporate 9-to-5s. If you're paying less than literally going to Walmart or Target, I know retail definitely is not a walk in the park. It could be a nightmare. But how do you expect anybody to actually put 100% effort in when you're barely paying them anything? But speaking of retail jobs with high turnover rates, here's a no-quit program apparently from Walmart.
A Walmart store announced a no-quit program for those looking to resign. Look at this sign with me. We value you, your growth, and your contributions. And then they boldly declare, we have a no-quit program. We feel that many situations can be resolved. We ask that any associate prior to deciding to quit speak with their store manager. Walmart has one of the highest turnover rates in the country, estimated around 70%, and holds a D-plus rating for retention according to over 10,000 employees on Comparably. It's gotten so bad that they are offering a retention bonus of up to $1,000 for hourly workers.
It could see a bonus of up to $1,000 per year, depending on how long they stay with Walmart.
Let's think about this for a sec. If a company feels the need to implement a program to prevent employees from quitting, maybe the employees aren't the problem. Maybe the company is failing to meet their needs. Maybe.
So if you're starting to see stuff like this from Walmart in this job market, you have to know it's really rough to work there. I mean, 70% is pretty insane. Here's one that's just a laundry list of required experiences and skills for $8.50 an hour. You'll be responsible for the husbandry and care of a large variety of species, including lemurs, antelopes, camels, and more. I mean, maintenance and repair, mowing, weeding. Also be responsible for doing the tours as well as animal encounters, assist in answering phone calls and guests, making reservations. You need a bachelor's degree in biology or related, at least 3 to 6 months of exotic animal experience at a zoo setting, 45 hours per week, so past full time. On top of it, working weekends and holidays, and a flexible schedule, which means they want to be able to call you in even if you're off, able to work outside in all weather conditions, and able to lift minimum 50 pounds and run a 10-minute mile? Does that mean if you show up for the application, they're just going to do a time mile like we're in gym class real quick? Again, all of this for $8.50 an hour. Even with the 45 hours a week, so past full-time, you're talking $20,000, maybe even $25,000 a year. How do you even have the balls to put this on any website at all? In the same vein of actually putting something out to the public, thinking that it's worth anybody's time, Housekeeper Wanted employed 27 hours a week, community of 5 households. So you're going to 5 families just for one maid. Tasks include cleaning, laundry, and ironing. We're looking for a new employee. Gross monthly wage for 27 hours a week is 1,100 euros. But going through to 5 households and the 27 hours a week seems pretty odd. I would venture to guess if you have to clean and do the laundry and ironing for all 5 of these houses, it's probably going to be much more than 27 hours, but you bet you're still only going to get paid $1,100. Here we have another one for the qualifications, what they're looking for. Someone that's working to learn versus working to earn. Ugh. As soon as they start rhyming or saying, can afford to live on a minimum wage, you know, the same type of stuff where a family be able to work long hours way past when you're supposed to, all of that kind of crap is a huge red flag. Understands the sacrifice of working at a startup. But things we're not looking for, values money over knowledge. Well, if you really didn't care about the money, I feel like somebody would just start their own startup. Why would you work for somebody else's? Compensation, $10.50 an hour, of course. Here we got another comment from you guys. I'm a nurse and looking through job postings a few months ago, was a private doctor's office hiring nurses. No benefits. Best part was the part that said, we'll work in a building that will protect from weather, but not necessarily temperature changes, which to me in Louisiana in August, oh man, that just means our conditioning is broken and we won't fix it. So you're going to have to sweat in 113 degrees at 67% humidity. No, thank you. If you're in a doctor's office looking for nurses and you can't afford to fix the air conditioner, especially in the South like that, I don't even know what to tell you. What are you doing?
If anyone's looking for an update on the current state of the job market, do I have a social interaction to share with all of you? So today I got a phone call from a recruiter who I had previously worked with. And I had been working with him for a while for a role at this company, and I didn't get it, but that's completely okay. And today he reached out and he said, hey man, I have this other role at that same company that I think you would be perfect for. And I said, cool, tell me a little bit about it. And he starts describing the role, and it is the exact same role as the one that I had previously interviewed for. He is describing it the exact same way. So I then asked, like, hey man, how much is the like salary? What's the salary band that we're working for with? And he described to me that the salary band was very competitive and perfect for this level of expertise, but it was 20K less than the role that I had previously interviewed for. And they were the exact same role. This company was trying to hire the exact same role, exact same person for 20K less.
Especially working with a recruiter who's just going to go back to the same people who didn't get a job and give them even more leads. Like, you didn't expect somebody to realize that it's the exact same job and you're just cutting off $20,000 a year. And this is borderline commonplace if you start really looking into job applications online today. Some of the comments from this video, it's crazy how many roles in tech are offering 25 an hour and requiring 2 to 3+ years of experience. Engineer husband just got offered a job that required 10 years of experience for what he made straight out of school in 2014. This is giving me the same vibes as 2008 to 2010 job search years. So that could go back to the CNN article where companies are acting like we're in a recession, but we're not officially in one because the government didn't say so. Here we could see a job application for a hiring assistant from RidgeWallet, which is a full-time remote job. And you've probably seen on many other in-video sponsors from other YouTubers. It's just a pretty condensed wallet that we've seen for a number of years being sponsored across like every type of YouTuber. I've seen it a ton of times, but a full-time remote job for only $12,000 to maybe $14,000 a year. 40 hours a week, even if it is remote, doesn't really seem like the best deal, especially when you see that it's in Canada. And if you know anything about the Canadian market right now, I know the US is having a cost of living crisis. Everything's very expensive, but when you start looking at the housing prices and the food prices just to be able to survive in Canada, it is even worse. So $12,000 there goes even shorter compared to the US. So a full-time job and you are not going to be able to afford anything up there. Another amazing Facebook post for a babysitter. Need of a babysitter from noon to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. The hours vary depending on when my boyfriend gets home. Can pay $65 to $75, maybe more depending my pay each week, which probably means you're just getting $65. I have three kids, 6, 3, and 14 months. So honestly, pretty young kids requires more work. Must be in my home and message me if you're interested. Must be reliable and on time. And then the comments, that's 71 cents a child per hour. Good luck with that. Especially on Facebook, where a majority of the people you're friends with are at least somebody you know in real life. Somewhat, maybe it's coworkers or friends or family. So putting this out to the public when you could easily do the math on how little this will actually pay, feel like would just be embarrassing for yourself. But here's another comment from you guys. I received one job offer requiring a full-time engineer with 10 years of experience. We've already seen that in this video. And they were offering minimum wage. I wrote them asking if there was a mistake on the posting and they went all huff and pouty and asking me not to contact again if I wasn't interested in the job. But I mean, at that point, it's so laughably low that I don't even know what's the point of putting the listing out in the first place.
All right, y'all, we're back from vacation now. You know what the f*** going on, baby. It's been a while since I've done a little desktop stream, but we're back. We got engineering assistant today to start us off. 15 to 20 an hour. That's pretty damn low. How are we charging 15 an hour to be an assistant for an engineer? I mean, like, let's see what they're requiring for this here. At least 1 year of CAD, Autodesk, 3D modeling a plus, shop floor experience in one of the following areas, CNC, mill. Okay. Ability to read and interpret drawings and math data, experience working with material. Okay. Yeah. 15 an hour for this. Dude, you can make 20 at Wendy's, man, selling Krabby Patties. What are we doing? Engineering assistant for 15? Like, bro, please, man, come on.
We could take a look at the comments, too. An engineering assistant, 15, 20 an hour. I'm literally a busboy at a restaurant and get 23 an hour. I was making $21 an hour working the night shift at a cafeteria. What are these people smoking? And then the last comment, it would honestly be comedy gold for the internet, but Indeed needs a comment section. I know exactly why they wouldn't have one in today's world. It would honestly be so funny, though. Here's another comment from you guys with a job interview. Once went to a job interview for Papa John's delivery driver. They forgot to add in the job details that I was going to be preparing the pizzas, answering phone calls, working the cashier, and my hourly wage would be cut in half while I'm delivering because I'd most likely receive a tip. Like, they forgot I was using my own vehicle to deliver, and I immediately told the manager I'm not the person for the job. Some of these places basically require somebody to never have worked a day in their life. This is their very first job, so these ridiculous demands and super low pay is still better than $0 an hour, but anybody who's had some semblance of a normal job, like, there's absolutely no chance you're going to get somebody to work for you.
I'm going to need you to cover a shift. No, thank you. It's my day off and I'm out hunting. See you on Friday. I wasn't asking you. See you at 3. Oh, God. I don't think you understand. I work 6 days a week for you and have gotten my time off approved months ago. I'm not coming in. One day off is plenty of time. I work 7 days a week. I will deny your time off and see you at 3. You can't do that. Watch me. We will have a chat about your unprofessional behavior when I see you today. This is what's mind-blowing about this sort of stuff, is the hypocrisy of accusing this employee of unprofessionalism when he's texting, which I always hate, as you all know, but also he's sort of going, I just have the right to cancel leave. No, you don't. In your contract, you have a fixed number of annual days off, and you can take them when you want, providing you kind of book them all off. That is your absolute right. That's not a privilege. That's not like a bonus. That's not like a sort of perk of the job. That is your absolute legitimate right that's in your contract. And you can't abuse that. And this person's trying to do that. A lot of the worst managers I know all seem to think they have like this sort of macabre, like overlord status of your annual leave. They don't. They have no rights. If you book it off at the right amount of time, you get to absolutely take that, and they don't get to just move it around that suits them. So this sort of stuff really bugs me because it feels like a small thing, but it's a real red flag for a manager for me. And then, of course, and this is my point, this is why it's so stupid, right? Because this person just come back and said, I quit. Since I'm so replaceable, I'm guessing you should have no trouble finding someone to cover me. Mail me my check.
So good job. You went from having an employee that still worked a ton and got their time off. Now you got nobody coming in at 3 or any time in the future because of it. It's crazy that some people in somewhat positions of power will just immediately take it so far, like they can completely control other people's lives and just break the rules because they sent them a text. But we got a couple comments from you guys right here. Went for a job and they told me they put the salary in to get people excited and then all offered less. Happened to me too. When I got there, they offered a lower wage. And then when I said it's not what the ad said, they just pretended it's not as big of a deal. So I said there's no way and ended the interview. I would say 99% of all jobs out there, period, the most important thing is the salary. It's not some random passion project that somebody doesn't care about the money, they just want to work. Virtually all jobs are specifically just about the amount of money you're getting paid. But here we just have a little clip before you claim it's easy to get a job in marketing. This is the job interview I got from Indeed.
You know, first and foremost, everybody, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. You know, this is not going to be a group interview, right? I'm not going to be asking everybody a bunch of personal questions.
So if we go into the comments section, a whole bunch of people realize group interview equals pyramid scheme scam job. Group interviews are always a scam. Why is every marketing job a pyramid scheme now? No one told me this before. But that goes hand in hand with the increased issue with Indeed listings in general right now. Tons of them being scams, just trying to get your information to sell to somebody else or possibly get you into one of these pyramid scheme scams. And the other ones that possibly aren't a scam are just like a comment from one of you guys. Some of these jobs post just copy and paste from a template. So don't be surprised when you see a warehouse position put IT skills in the task section. They don't even care. This is why I don't get upset when people lie about their experience on resumes. These companies lie and are lazy with their posts all the time. But they know they still have the leverage because people are hurting right now and still need a job. Because honestly, it really hasn't gotten much better.
The Great Resignation is over, and the 2025 job market is absolutely brutal. We are continuing to see major layoffs from big companies like Meta, Amazon, Apple, Cisco, and the list goes on. This means that every time a big layoff happens, those people flood the job market and they start applying for the same jobs that you're looking for. So if you are in the corporate job market, you're looking for a professional office job, right now it's extremely challenging. We are seeing less jobs. It's hard to decipher which jobs are even real. And when you apply to jobs, you are competing against hundreds, if not thousands of other people. This means you need to apply to more jobs. They can't be random jobs. You can't just lazy apply. They need to be the right jobs. Once you get interviews, you're going to notice the interview processes are longer and longer. They are sprinkled with assessments and take home work. And you can't afford to go to those interviews unprepared.
And by some insane chance that you go through all of these rounds and assessments and tests and whatever they want to call it, and you end up getting a job offer, most likely it'll be less than what you think. We've been hearing about this for quite a while now, and it really hasn't gotten better in 2025. So if you do have any experiences like this, leave it in the comments down below. But that's all I got for you guys today. YouTube thinks you'll like this video popping up on screen right now, but hopefully you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, please leave a like, and I'll talk to you guys later.